I'm going to take you back just for a moment here to 2013. It was in March, and Pope Francis had just been elected, just been called to be Pope. And as is the custom and the tradition, he came out on the balcony to give his very first papal blessing. But before he did, the newly elected Pope first said this, "And now I would like to give you the blessing, but first I want to ask you a favor. Before the bishop blesses the people, I ask that you would pray to the Lord to bless me. The prayer of the people for their bishop. Let us say this prayer, your prayer for me, in silence." And thus began one of the most unique papacies of our church history. That night, he didn't go into the papal palace, as was the custom. He went back to his hotel room. And the next morning, he paid his hotel bill with cash. He forgave the Popemobile and forego the Popemobile for a small, compact car. He wears simple vestments instead of the most ornate. His teachings and off-the-cuff comments and the writings all reveal that he clearly takes the parable of the gospel to heart. Yesterday, he told the newly elected cardinals that their place was to go to the kitchen and feed the poor. On Holy Thursday, he goes to the prisons and he washes the feet of the inmates. And that is what makes him one of the most powerful men, one of the most powerful people on the face of the earth. It's also why there is a strong opposition against Francis. Lay people, theologians, bishops, and cardinals who would like to see him just disappear from the scene. He's powerful beyond measure because he's humble. Isaac the Syrian was a 7th century bishop, and he was a theologian, and he said that a person who is genuinely humble gives off a certain scent, literally an odor, that other people can pick up. And his logic is this, that in the presence of a humble person, no one feels judged. They have nothing to fear. People feel safe around a humble person, and they're drawn to them. By this theory, it's why animals, even wild animals, sometimes can fall in under its spell and come to that person and not be afraid. Isaac believed that a humble person, in his words, has recovered the smell of paradise. Dirt. The word humility takes its Latin roots from the word humus, meaning soil, ground, dirt. It goes with that definition, then a humble person are the most earthly, the most grounded people we know. To be humble is to be firmly planted with our feet on the ground, to be in touch with the earth, and to carry that smell of the earth. To be humble is to take one's rightful place as a part of God's creation, not as someone or something separated from it. It's to recover the smell of paradise. Humility. Humility should never be confused, as it often is, with this self-wounded image, this being timid. Too often we think of a humble person who puts themselves down or deflects any praise, even when it's deserved, and they wouldn't think of stepping forward and offering their gifts to the community because it would draw attention to them. That's not humility. Truly humble people are those who are most grounded, those who know they are not the earth, but they know they're not a second-rate piece of dirt either. And it is why so many leaders of his time were threatened by Jesus. He was a humble man, and they didn't know what to do with that. It's why the wisdom writers of the faith of our faith history always held humility as one of the greatest traits of its best leaders. It's why the psalmist sang out that God never forgets the poor. It's why the Christian church saw their relationship with God changed in that moment of incarnation when God chose to come and dwell among us as a human being. It broke down every division between heaven and earth, that we could now stand one with God and God would stand one with us. It's no wonder that people like Francis of Assisi could talk to birds and befriend the wolves. It's no wonder why Pope Francis has been able to build bridges with people that have felt alienated from the church for far too long, for those who have been hurt by the church far too many times. Who am I to judge? Following a humble leader is always an adventure, always, for sure, because you're stepping into the world that just turns world values upside down. But being humble ourselves is an even greater adventure, because it means we're going to be transformed, changed by that humility. And we will become, in our humility, the most powerful weapon against evil and division that exists in our world today. Humility is an adventure, as Jesus promised, but it will be repaid in the resurrection of the righteous to be invited to the big people's table. That's a pretty solid promise to hold on to, don't you think?